This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Knoxville Farm and Home, Two Rivers Cooperative, Farm Bureau Financial Services Agent Cliff Douglas, Central College, Westridge Nursing and Rehab Center, and Pella Precast Products. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Raceway Tire and Exhaust, Souter Family Farms, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Pella Cooperative Electric, Knoxville Raceway, Dowie Pest Control, and the Marion County Fair Association. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What challenges do our local farmers face? What role do community banks play in contributing to the success of our local farmers and farm communities? Let's go in depth with David Greving, Senior Lending Officer at the Marion County Bank. So, David, what are some of the challenges that you see for farmers this year from your desk here at the bank?
Well, I think financially, there's a change that's come in the economic cycle with the commodity prices. We've had a nice run over the last 5, 6, 7 years. It's really been a very profitable time, especially for, and I guess I need to be clear that I'm speaking about grain producers primarily. Sure. At this time. It's been a nice run for them. They've received a good price for their crop when they harvest, and this particular year, that seems to have changed. Whereas last year we were looking at corn in the $7 per bushel range, now we're more in the 4-something per bushel range. And so that's what, about a 60% value of what has they've been accustomed to the past few years. Well, the challenge this year is, can they manage their cost of production to a point where they can make a sufficient profit at those $4 type price ranges, because things it's difficult for them to have control on, such as maybe rent prices or the cost of fertilizers and so forth, because that's also a commodity that price is controlled, not always locally. So they're really going to want to be managing those costs and monitoring that, and that's probably the biggest challenge right now I think most guys are facing is a little bit of a new normal as far as their cash flow projection for this year over the as opposed to the past few years.
Once there's a lag, isn't there, where like cash rents and stuff are still based upon the high end of prices and they don't follow if things fall immediately, do they?
That's exactly right. And it goes both ways. Think back 5, 6, 7 years when commodity prices did raise fairly rapidly. Maybe rents lagged on the way up too, so that was a really beneficial situation for the producers. But now it's going the other way. The landowners are accustomed to a certain amount of rent. They see the value of their land as they watch other land sales, and they would like a nice return for that value. But yeah, it is an adjustment period of a year or two usually to, I guess, reach the new normal or an equilibrium situation where a level of profitability is available.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Marion County Bank, Cargill Corn Milling, Hewitt Service Center, Laley North America, Knoxville Hy-Vee, Van Manen Seed and Chemical, and Pleasantville State Bank. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsor, Motor and Auto Group, Knoxville Regional Livestock Market, Marion County Auto Body, Two Rivers Cooperative, Kevin Wadley CPA, Don's Heating and Cooling, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, and Tri-County Veterinary Clinic.
I continued my conversation with David Greving, Senior Lending Officer at the Marion County Bank.
Well, and there's also the lag, too, with fuel prices, too. That's a different kind of thing, because as agriculture goes, so does the cost of diesel and gasoline, et cetera.
A lot of times, I guess there's some correlation there. There certainly are a lot of things that affect the price of fuel beyond agriculture, but there are certainly a lot of things in our economy here in Iowa that are tied to the price of corn.
Is it hard from a banking perspective to try to find the equilibrium, as you say, between helping farmers through this difficult time, what may be a difficult time, we really don't know yet, but with low prices, and then also protecting the bank itself? Is there's some kind of a, I don't know, there's a certain relationship there where it must get a little uneasy at times at the bank.
Well, you've just summed up my job, Bob. Yes, and I think the word relationship is the key factor there. Any good ag banker realizes that farming is a cyclical business. There's good times and there's not as good times, and there's a certain amount of patience that has to come from that. And yes, as a banker, you want to obviously look and hope that people are having sufficient cash flow to meet their debt obligations. I guess that goes without saying. But there's also the reality that there are going to be some years when that's just not possible. And that's at no fault of the operator. It might be a price situation. It might be a weather situation. Those things are not in the operator's control. And just because those things might go against them in a year doesn't make them a bad risk or a bad farmer. Like I said, I want to go back to the word relationship. When you've done business with somebody over a period of many years, you have a sense on what their abilities are, what their strengths and their weaknesses are, and you don't forget those things when times get a little tough.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Pleasantville Schools, Skuring and Utermarkt, Iowa State Savings Bank, Pella Machine, Vermeer Corporation, Vanderwilt Construction, and the Knoxville Edward Jones offices of Kerry Garcia, Matt Kissinger, and Adam Norris. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Marion County Farm Bureau, Good Samaritan Society in Indianola, Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, Key Cooperative, Iowa Realty, Freebird Bail Bonds, and Creative Landscaping. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation with David Greving, Senior Lending Officer at the Marion County Bank.
And how about the drought? What do you think about that?
Well, who knows exactly how that's going to play out? I guess nobody does for sure. But there is concern with our soil moisture again this year. This would be the third year in a row that could potentially be an issue. You had mentioned about timely rains earlier, and there were those that benefited from that last year and those that didn't. Well, that's really, it seems like, very important when there's this lack of subsoil moisture that we have now, that we are going to, it appears we're really going to need timely rains to move through this year. And again, it's something nobody can control, but it is a very important part of the business.
Well, I guess we've learned with the drought, or maybe, you know, I guess our farmers have probably known this forever, and you as well, but that sometimes, you know, even just across the river, it might be very different. I mean, some farmers might be doing really well, others might not be doing so well. It's rarely do we have everybody doing poorly. Is that right?
Well, when it comes to weather, that's the case, because you've lived here long enough to realize what our thunderstorm situations are like in the summer. It can be very localized, and they can come just at the right time. If that cloud parks above your farm in the middle of July when the corn crop is trying to pollinate, that's a huge advantage. And it may not have rained 5 miles down the road. And so, yeah, there is quite a bit of variability with that.
Are you seeing any concern or any kind of expressions of ambivalence or lack of knowledge about changes in with respect to the new farm bill? Is that impacting your office? Or?
Well, I've been trying to study up on it personally. I haven't had very many conversations about it with my customers per se. The ones that we have had, I think most of them are pretty satisfied that the crop insurance portion of it is remaining pretty much unchanged. That's a real very important part of the farm bill, that they be able to cover their risks to protect the cost of their inputs, so that if some of these adverse conditions that we've been describing do come to fruition, they have the ability to protect themselves financially and, I guess, live to fight another day the following year.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Dandee Farms, Knoxville High School FFA Chapter, Heartland Co-op of Prairie City, Monroe and Newton, Two Rivers Cooperative, Country Chic Boutique, Dutch Meadows Garden Center, and Dingaman Concrete. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting Radio Audio Media Player at KNIA KRLS. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Midwest One Bank, Pella Feed Service, Marion County Rural Water, Van Haften Racing, DeBlumenhof, Verduft Agency, Iowa Elevator Systems and Service, and Two Rivers Cooperative.
I continued my conversation with David Greving, Senior Lending Officer at the Marion County Bank.
Now, you would probably know better than most about the relationship between the farm and Main Street. I mean, the bank gives lots of loans out and very invested in the community growing. Do you see sort of cycles with the farm economy and the Main Street economy?
Well, certainly. If you think back the past 5 years, the farm economy has been very strong, whereas the housing economy, for instance, has not been. If you take it even beyond Pella, but just the Midwest in general did not suffer to the extent of the Great Recession that both the East and the West Coast did, for instance, because our farm economy actually was counter-cyclical to that. And I forget the percentage, Bob, but it's a pretty high percentage of jobs in Iowa that are either directly or indirectly tied to the farm economy.
Okay, so the better our farmers do, the better Main Street does.
It sure does here in Iowa, you bet.
Do you think most people recognize that? I bet they do in Pella, but I don't know about everywhere.
Boy, that's hard for me to speculate. I sometimes wonder. I think farming can sometimes be taken for granted by those that aren't involved at all in the industry, and the extent of their exposure to it is growing, going to the grocery store and having access to some of the cheapest food anywhere in the world. It's what is the normal here, and yeah, I think that can be taken for granted.
Yeah, well, maybe that's why we need to keep talking about this. Yeah. And people won't. I read the other day that the average age of the American farmer was like 58. Is that a concern to you, to the bank, about transition? We need to keep that going.
Yes, that is a concern. And interestingly, it's been about that for most of all of my career. Hmm. That the most of the people that we are doing business with, we have been for most of my career. I'm 49 years old, and I'm dealing with a large majority of the same customers I have my entire career. They were younger then and older now, but it's always hard to make that transition because it is a very capital intensive business to be in. Land is expensive, equipment is expensive, so it is tough for the young guy to get started, especially if he doesn't have a father or an uncle or something that's willing to kind of work them into the business.
Does the bank sit down with several generations? I mean, might you have a father and a son, or father, mother, and son?
Sure. I can think off the top of my head of a few guys that are bringing their sons in, and we do like to start forming those relationships as well, because those sons need to be more than just a hired hand. They need to start learning management practices too, and managing your finances is an important part of that.
Yeah, it's just not all tractor and combine work, is it?
No, it isn't. And another point I wanted to make too, in relation to your first question about that, is there was a generation basically that was kind of lost in farming, you know, during the ag crisis of the 80s and so forth, and really even into the 90s, it was not a very profitable business to be in. And I think a lot of people almost discouraged their sons and daughters from coming into the business. There just wasn't maybe enough money to be made on the family farm to think about bringing another family unit into it. And a lot of good farm families, a lot of good potential farmers went and sought careers in another field. Now, I have seen that change in the last decade or so, or at least certainly the last half a decade, where there's more of an enthusiasm towards trying to bring that next generation in, and that next generation is more excited to come in, and who can blame them, because it's been a good business to be in the last 6 or 7 years.
Do you ever go out in the countryside and just drive around and look at the fields? And if you do, what do you think about?
Yeah, I do that. To me, that's really peaceful. I like the quiet nature of it, and it's exciting to see new growth every year. I think that's one of the beauties of being in this business. Even though I'm not a producer myself, my customers are very tied to the creation and the land, and there's a sense of tranquility to that I really enjoy, and a sense of renewal every year. There's new hope at this time of the year. Every year, they get another crack at it, so to speak, every year. And really enjoy that part of my business.
Thanks to David Greving for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.